Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another TV season review. This is going to be for the second season of Twisted Metal, which you can find on Peacock and Paramount Plus in the UK. Paramount Plus where you can watch it over here, and then Peacock in the US. Alright, let's start off spoiler-free, go to our rating system. We've got strong must-see, don't skip, possible skip, and hard skip. Those are our six rating choices, and as you can see from the title, I'm going with a possible skip. Yeah, this was an interesting one. This was an interesting little journey in terms of, I suppose, figuring the season out. Yeah, in terms of figuring the season out, and in terms of, I guess, trying to, I like being challenged this way. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love to, you know, finish a TV show, be like, that was incredible, strong must see, 10 out of 10. I love doing that kind of stuff. It's great to praise things. But, because I loved season one of Twisted Metal, really, really loved it. I never actually did play the game. Not that this is really based on the game per se, it kind of is, but as you can tell, it's obviously a lot more here has been added. Because at times I was really frustrated with this season. I was really, really frustrated with this season. And then they kind of plopped some interesting ideas in, and it sort of like got my hopes back up a little bit. And then I spent sort of the middle portion of this season trying to figure the tone of this thing out. Because, okay, you watch something like Twisted Metal, you don't expect, you know, Shakespearean prestige television level of writing, right? This isn't Breaking Bad. But it's weird because I feel like I remember in season one, first of all, there being more and better emotional moments, and those emotional moments hitting harder and better, and just being overall executed better. And that was where the surprise came from in terms of, oh, this is like, okay, you're doing the Destruction Derby thing, kind of, like the open world, Mad Max, chaotic, fun thing, like that's in there. But what you're actually doing is making interesting characters for me to care about in and amongst all the chaos and tomfoolery and all that sort of stuff. And that was what balanced season one out really well. And they still kind of try to do that here in season two, but the sort of scaling of the tone I felt was very weird because in the second season, because I feel like it went a bit too, it leaned ever so slightly too much, like one or two points too much into the silly scale. And I felt a bit let down when that happened, because I know that this show, and look, I didn't read anything about like writers changing or showrunners changing or a change of direction. I didn't really read anything about that, so I'm going to assume that didn't happen. Because this show had an interesting challenge with its second season to do. Obviously, you got the traditional avoidance of a sophomore slump, and I'll talk about sophomore slumps in a minute. Of, okay, season one you built up to the games, and the season one finale cliffhanger was the games are now going to be, like the actual Destruction Derby games are going to be in the second season. But because you already put the work in season one to make these characters interesting and likeable, or at least interesting in certain ways, you'd done a lot of the work. And that was great. Like that was the surprise. That was the surprising piece of season one, and one of the reasons I really loved it. And in season two, you've got this very odd tonal, I wouldn't really describe it as a tonal shift, because a tonal shift is something different. This is like a little tip of the scales, I would say, rather than like switching tracks or switching gears. This is more like the scales just got tipped in slightly the wrong direction. Because this season felt a little bit more slapstick. It felt a little bit more, I'm not going to say Sharknado-esque, but at times it felt like I was watching, I was trying to think of a title that properly represents what I'm trying to describe. Think of something like Z Nation. So, think of, like, the sci-fi channel shows from 5 to 10 years ago. Like, the more slapstick kind of stuff. From what I understand, the sci-fi show's gone through a little bit of a renaissance. I think that's how you say that word. You know what I mean, anyway. And they've had, like, the Chucky series, which has been better, I think, and they've done some interesting things. But this felt like this weird mix in between taking the really great work that you've done, going a little bit more sci-fi channel, but still trying to have some of those emotional moments. And apart from one or two moments where I thought, like, oh shit, you're going to kill off such and such, and then you didn't, or sometimes you did, I don't think any of the emotional moments worked for me in this season. I could definitely see where they were trying to go for some of them. But unfortunately, none of those really landed. None of those moments disappointed me, though. It's just, I can see what you're doing, but you've not kind of got that momentum of the emotional weight and the character development and the work that you did with the characters in the season one. It's not that you've got rid of it, because the characters are still great and all that, but this, the I guess it's like the mix of the tonal change or scale change into, like, you're still trying to do what you did in season one, but now you've gotten a little bit more silly, so it's just like slightly off. It's like you've put something in the oven, and sometimes with certain stuff, if you overcook a piece of food a little bit, then it's still pretty good, right? But this is sort of, oh, you burnt it slightly too much, and it still tastes alright, it's just not as great as if you'd scaled the heat back, I suppose is the way I'm trying to describe it. I know I'm making this sound complicated, but it's a very just strange and weird sort of, yeah, you tried to go a little bit too much Z Nation, but not as silly as Z Nation. And the tone is just in this annoying spot where it's sort of, some of your emotional moments aren't landing anymore. They're not terrible or disappointing, they're just not landing in the way that I wanted them to. And this season, because you do have the Destruction Derby games, and there's more chaos and explosions, and there's more of the, not even what you describe as action, because the action in season one was great. And the action here is great sometimes as well, but it's sort of, gets a slightly bit too silly, and it was just annoying that you just slightly missed that mark on the tone for me anyway. So, and yeah, there's certain moments that outright kind of annoyed me, and I thought, like, you've just, And I don't know if I would describe this as a sophomore slump, because isn't sophomore slump supposed to be the quality isn't there? It's a sophomore slump in a different way, where it's sort of, you're still trying to do some of the great things that you were doing in season one, so that's still there. And I could see a season three where it gets back to the quality of season one. Because I thought it was going to be an interesting challenge for them, where, like, okay, you took away the Destruction Derby stuff as much, because that wasn't in season one, because the games weren't in season one. And how are you going to keep those same character moments, those emotional moments, in the show? And to me, you kind of didn't. Like, there's one or two character deaths in this season that should have hit me harder, and I was just like, oh, I'm disappointed that you did it that way. So yeah, it's more just the, again, it's not the addition of the games that make it worse. It's you didn't quite manage the tone to me. The other thing that didn't quite work for me as well, is okay, 'cause I can't remember how long season one is, although season one to me flew by a lot more because I was enjoying it more, and that's kind of how that works. So you've got 12 episodes in this season. Let me just check, actually. I have the cast list and stuff in front of me. Let's go to episodes just so I can check. Yeah, season two is 12. Season one. No, I didn't want to do that. One sec, let me just go to list of episodes. Because I just want to remember how many there is. 10. Okay, so that makes sense in terms of the pace was a bit quicker in season one. That's probably why it had a bit of flow to it as well. So yeah, 10 episodes for season one, 12 for season two. So I'm going to give a tiny spoiler here, a tiny spoiler. It's more of a structural spoiler than anything else. It won't actually ruin anything. So the games properly start in episode 5. And I actually can't kind of remember some of the things that happened in some of the earlier episodes. Because you've got like the pre-games part, then the build-up to the games, and then you've got like the last couple of episodes, basically, is how the structure works. Now, okay, so you've got the 12 episodes are about half an hour each. One of them's like 35 minutes or something, 40 minutes or something like that. So again, season's a little bit longer. I think what you could have done for the pacing is make the pre-games stuff. So have the games start in episode 3. Because there clearly wasn't that much important content for me to remember in episodes 1 and 2. And then like 3, 4 is where like the games almost start, and then 5 is where the games actually start. But you probably could have had like a settling back in episode with like a teaser build up to the games. Episode 2 could have been a build up to the game itself. Because you could just probably just cut a lot of stuff. I'm not talking about making longer episodes, but you could probably just cut certain stuff. You do that for all of that. And then from episode 3 you can start the games. And then you wouldn't need to go all the way from episodes 3 to 12. You could probably have had this season as 8 or 9 episodes, because you could probably cover all the things that happen in the games, which is the majority of the season. Because the games is about 5, 6 or 7 episodes, I think. Well, episodes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 8 episodes, actually. Yeah, you could probably chop that down quite a bit. And yeah, I think you go. Episode 1 is settling back in. Episode 2 feeds off of maybe a teaser for the games. Episode 2 teases and setups the games. Episode 3 is the game, like the actual start of it. So then you shift from episode 5 to 3. And then you could go from episode 3 to, not 2 as in 2, episode 3 to probably episode 8. And if you really need more time, round it off to 10. You still then save 2 whole episodes, because honestly, like the first 2 or 3 episodes, I don't remember a lot of what actually happened. It was just kind of characters just talking and doing things and, settling back in. But you almost had too many settling back in episodes. Now that being said, with the pacing, I know I've just laid all that out, and what I'm about to describe you could still do in, let's say, 8 to 10 episodes, or you could say 9, whatever, right? Because 9 is in between 8 and 10. There's a fair few new characters that are set up in this season, and they're given their intros, they're given their sort of like bits of backstory and stuff. The thing is, though, and jokingly, spoilers, not everybody obviously makes it out of the season. Most of the characters because I won't say the name, like, one, two, yeah, is it like three or four maybe of like the new characters that are set up that just kind of become disposable red shirts in the games, and like, oh, their car got blown up, all right, cool, they're out, and that's that's about it. And some of those characters even still take a little bit too long to die, of just like, yeah, you're probably okay, you've been set up as a character, you've been introduced, you've been given a name, cool. You're probably dead in like an episode or two. It's that kind of thing. And there's one or two of the new characters that do end up being relatively more important, and their stories were worth more of the time that they were given. But some of the others really weren't. In fact, you probably could have trimmed one or two. There's one particular group I can think of that you could have probably just cut out the show, to be honest. Again, all these little things are little time savers that just make your show have a better flow, structure, and pace to it. And I was going to mention, like, handling of character deaths. Obviously, I'll do that in a spoiler-free way here. I didn't like some of the way that was handled, because, and I won't say names and I won't say how many, I'll just say one, maybe more than two, whatever. There's a couple of fake out deaths in this season that, one of them in particular, I was like, okay, well, you're not killing off that person, like, you know. And this is Twisted Metal, you don't have a lot of characters. In fact, I think most of the characters, including maybe John and Quiet themselves, who I'm pretty sure were created for the show. Obviously, Sweet Tooth is the big one. He's like the sort of poster character, literally, for the show, like with his van and all that kind of thing. So yeah, and there's a couple of other things that is just sort of, I was like, what are you doing? And I finished episode 11, and I tried to look at, like, spoiler-free threads, which I did find. I started looking on Reddit, and I was like, are people enjoying this? Am I in some sort of weird space where it's sort of, I don't know? And there was a few, like, mixed opinions on the season that at least I found. I mean, I only read, like, one thread or whatever. And there was a lot of kind of comments about, oh, this is Switch Your Brain Off TV. Season 1 was not Switch Your Brain Off TV. I mean, okay, it was silly, it was fun in certain points, but great TV shows can have silly and fun parts and still have bits that, like, hit and work and actually, like, make an impact, such as the emotional moments. And, like, yeah, see, I would not remotely describe season 1 as Switch Your Brain Off TV. So it's just a disappointing thing to me if you did all this really great work in season 1. And it's not that you didn't pay it off, because it sort of hasn't moved anywhere, the progress with some of the characters. But yeah, just odd tonally, I couldn't quite figure out, like, what I was supposed to be feeling in certain parts. Like, okay, it's supposed to be a bit more silly, but then, like, people are dying and stuff, so I felt like that was just mismanaged. Again, some handlings of some fake-out deaths and some character deaths I don't think were handled very well. Now, it hasn't been renewed for Season 3 yet, or Season 4 now. I did read, after I watched a few episodes, of like, okay, has it been renewed for Season 3 or Season 4? Apparently the showrunner said there's ideas for Season 3 and Season 4, but it's not been greenlit by Paramount yet, or Peacock, or whoever. It's not been greenlit by them yet. Now, just landing in the same point that I did for Invasion Season 3, which you can go and listen to that one if you want to find out my thoughts on that. How will I feel if it gets cancelled? You have landed yourself in a spot where the story clearly should be continuing and there should be more seasons. Obviously, if you don't get any more episodes, then there's nothing that any of us can really do about that, especially fans. Well, I guess we can. People can make petitions and stuff, but I don't think that Twisted Metal is going to have petitions necessarily. Could be wrong. This doesn't feel like a sort of, you know, Firefly or Expanse situation. The characters that I care about are in decent spots where it's sort of, if I never saw them again, it wouldn't be sort of, oh god, what happened to them? So there's that. So it gives you a cliffhanger in a way of, okay, we're setting up this thing that is clearly going to happen next, but it doesn't have any kind of like, oh god, someone's pointing a gun at somebody, will they shoot them? It doesn't have anything like that. You can consider that a spoiler if you want, but it doesn't really do that sort of thing. So yeah, I don't know, it kind of, I'll fondly remember season one, I suppose. But, I mean, if it gets renewed for, because I don't think you'd do a double renewal, I think you'd do three, and then see how three does, and then you'd do four. I think it ended in about August or something. Yeah, August 28th was the, where's my mouse gone? There it is. August 28th was the last episode. So it's been a couple of months, but then, you know, contract negotiation, things like that, whatever, so we'll have to see. I don't know. So let's see how it goes, I suppose. Let me just very, while I'm just here anyway, oops, I googled Google. Twisted Metal, oh, why is that at the bottom? Season 3, let's just see what it says while we're here. Someone's made a fake trailer already, of course they have. There are four fake trailers in front of me. God's sake. Even though nothing's probably been written or filmed or anything for it. No. Nothing yet. Twisted Metal showrunner Michael Jonathan Smith has big plans for the Peacock series, including a season 4 idea that will make fans lose their mind. We gotta get past season 3 first. So, while Twisted Metal's not yet being renewed for season 3, Twisted Metal showrunner, same name, teased season 3. So, nothing as of yet. Why is it that all I'm looking up is Twisted Metal season 3 and there's four fake trailers in front of me? I've also landed on Bing for some reason. There we go. Twisted Metal Season 2. Give me that cast list back. I'm going to need that in a minute. Anyway. Yeah. So, I guess I haven't really said, like, oh, I didn't give a score either. I'd probably give this season a 7 and a possible skip. I already said possible skip at the start, and it's in the title, but probably like a 7. It was, if someone says, hey, Matt, how was Twisted Metal Season 2? You really like Season 1. Season 2 was fine. It was fine. Don't get me wrong, there's like episodes where I was watching where I was like, I think I'm going to give this a skip rating. And then there's parts where the show got a bit better and I thought, maybe this is a possible don't skip rating. In case some of you don't know what possible skip is actually supposed to mean, because all the other ratings are a bit more obvious. Possible skip is kind of, I thought it was fine. If you say, like, okay, did you just about like it, or did you like it? I just about liked it. Because you kind of have, in terms of, okay, did you like it, did you not? You kind of have to pick one or the other. You can't really sit in the middle. Liked it more than didn't like it, I suppose. But possible skip is kind of, you can watch it if you want. I don't specifically recommend it, but it's not something that I definitely don't recommend. But it's kind of, I didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to, so it's just fine, it's a bit meh, it's a bit just, it's okay, but if you really like season one, I guess you should just check out, because it's also a case of, I know there's a weird setup here, which is, if season three gets renewed, comes out, and I like it, and you've got a situation where I've gone, season one, strong must see, season two is a possible skip, and then season three, let's say, is better and is a don't skip, I'm not then saying, okay, watch season one, skip season two, and watch season three. It's just a case-by-case basis. It sort of has to work that way. So, but I will believe in the show and believe that, okay, if you come back with a season three and you sort things out tonally, and you just sort you just put the scales back a bit more, you can maybe get back to that some decent quality, I think, or some better quality. So anyway, that's it for the spoiler free section. Of course, if you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Twisted Metal Season 2, hopefully you liked it more than me. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you hated it. Maybe you disliked it. What would you give it from Strong Must See, Possible Skip? Sorry. Strong Must See, Must See, Don't Skip, Possible Skip, Skip and Hard Skip. Which one of those six would you choose? As well as maybe a number if you want to. Did you like it more than me? Same amount? Less? Whatever, let me know. What did you think of my comments on, I guess, the pacing and tone and those emotional moments and all those sorts of things? Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org. Social media is eTalkUK or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. For TV, games, films, main night podcasts, we've already done the two main ones this week, which is Gaming Talk, and of course for Breaking Bad as well. We're up to season 4, episode 9. Excuse me, for Breaking Bad, so there's that. Possibly doing a podcast for something tomorrow, have to look out for that. Again, time-wise depends on things. There's a certain show coming out, a little hint there, I suppose, so look out for that tomorrow. Of course, United cast Saturday, we play away against Tottenham, revenge is due on the cards. And then, yeah, probably back to Gaming Talk, Breaking Bad, and then whatever else comes out. I've got a few things on my plate that I'm playing and watching and trying to finish, so there's no point in me naming all of them here. You'll just see them when they pop up in the old podcast feed. Anyway, if you like what you've heard, you want to support more stuff that we do, listening to all the not all of them, that would be a challenge. Although, go ahead, someone go and listen to all of them. go and listen to whatever else that you want that we've done. TV, games, films, main night podcasts, word of mouth, social media, and if someone mentions a thing we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers for the ad-free podcast with your options. Look at that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio on Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. That's back with a normal episode this week, so check out Geek Town Radio. I mean, check it out every Tuesday anyway, but that's for that. And you can get your TV and film news on geektown.co.uk for all of that. And then, yeah, YouTube Entertainment Tool Plays has got video game content on it from us, basically. So anyway, we have a spoiler section to get to, so if you haven't seen Twisted Metal Season 2, that's what's going to be on the other side. You know how this works, so thank you for listening, and I will see you on said other side for the spoiler section. See you for that in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, time for the spoiler section. If you've not seen Twisted Metal Season 2, I lightly recommend it, I guess, is what I'm going for with that. But you can watch it on Paramount Plus or Peacock, whichever one has got it in the country that you are in. Just Google it and it'll tell you. Alright, it's time for the spoiler section. Where do we even want to start? Where do I want to start? There's not like an immediate, like, oh my god, this thing happened and we have to talk about it straight away. I guess we could talk about the games themselves, the Twisted Metal games. I guess we can kind of round off and talk about where everybody ended up, because it looked like things were going one way and then, of course, we had a shift, we had a turn, and things went the other way. You got Quiet. He's a great character. Stephanie Beatrice. Again, doing what she's really, really good at, and she really surprised me in season one. Now, I've watched all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and she was brilliant in that show, but she got given just, like, some really incredible material in season one, Twisted Metal. And it kind of showed me, I guess, like, I don't know, a different side, a different piece of Stephanie's acting, and I was very impressed. I don't think she really gets given the room to stretch her legs the same way that she did before, because the material's just not as good for her. I mean, you had, like, the early thing in season one of, like, her brother being shot in front of her, and, like, that's a trauma thing for a character to kind of use and build off sometimes, right? And that was, like, an early thing for her character that sort of was one of the early checkpoints. Now, I don't need somebody to be in shot in front of her every single season, but, I mean, yeah, she builds out her relationship with John. That's cool. She's got Mayhem that she cares about. That's cool. And there's a few moments that she gets given, like, okay, when Mayhem crashes her car into the thing, and it's like, oh my god, she's dead, but she wasn't, and then it's like, John gets flung through the air, and oh my god, he's dead, resuscitate him. It's a weird season for character deaths, mishandling character deaths and other things, because obviously there's, like, other, like, Vermin, I think was her name, maybe. Like, okay, her car just gets, like, exploded or whatever it is that happens. Okay, kind of became, like, a bit of a disposable character. You had people like the two religious guys with the baby. That entire thing was so strange. And I know it was supposed to be, but though that when I was hinting at, like, you could cut a couple of characters, what did they contribute towards this show? They made up the numbers for the games, but then you could have just had less numbers or something, I guess. I don't think Twisted Metal has that kind of canon. Maybe it does, I don't know. So I was really glad when they died. And I'm not necessarily judging what they were doing or anything like that, I'm not that sort of person, but it's just, for what the characters are, how strange and annoying they are, and just, yeah, anyway, just became very disposable. I was surprised with Raven's character. She had a strange arc where it's like, okay, you got John into the facility, he's practicing Twisted Metal on the game. I thought that was a nice early video game nod. I thought that was quite cool. The problem that the show's got, though, is where you've got lots of other prestige video game adaptions happening, like, you know, Fallout, Last of Us, Sonic, Mario, could go on and on. And those have, like, actually a lot of things to not just reference, but, you know, full scenes to play out. Whereas Twisted Metal, while it doesn't have those, it's sort of, I guess it's almost stuck in a bit of the Gran Turismo situation, where it's like, okay, Gran Turismo's got the nostalgia of, like, the lights at the start, the da-da-da-da, and that's, like, nostalgic for, because you recognise that if you've played Gran Turismo. Now, maybe it's because I don't have any nostalgia for Twisted Metal, because I never played it before, but it is basically just the Destruction Derby, and it's got really nothing else to it, so it's got even less to work on than Gran Turismo's got. So little things like, oh, he's playing on a computer game car thing and it's called Twisted Metal and he picks up the case for a couple of seconds. That's nice, but you can only do that so many times, I guess, but that was nice to have. Anyway, with Raven, plus I like seeing PS1 cases. They're just nice as well, aren't they? Nice kind of just little memorabilia things. because she comes out as such a like important character at the beginning, and it's like, okay, she joins this game for her various different reasons, and granted, she doesn't become as disposable as the others as quickly, like the religious dudes with the baby, because they become disposable quite quickly. Like, Raven's clearly very important to the story and everything, but by the time you get to that last game, and I get it, chaos kind of broke out and all that sort of stuff and whatever, right? It's like, okay, she's just gonna just get blown up and just die now, because we have to. It's like the show got itself stuck in a bit of a situation with that last game of, okay, we have to kill off, oops, what was his name? Not Stu. It's not showing me the full cast list here. One second. Was it Mike? I think it was Mike. Where's his face gone? Why is he not on this cast list? Yeah, Mike. Stu's friend who came back. It's like, yeah, okay, you have to just whittle down the numbers. And then you, like, threaten to kill off Sweet Tooth. Threaten to kill off John. But Raven was one that was just okay to let go of, I guess, because, is it Calypso? Callisto? Calypso, I'm pretty sure his name is. Then you, like, get rid of Grimm, and it became a little bit more of, I guess just getting rid of some of those numbers. So, I don't know, it was just kind of, okay, Mike's gonna die. We're gonna get rid of Raven in that scene. We're gonna, like, temporarily get rid of Sweet Tooth, but then, like, drag him off screen for a resurrection scene later, because you know that that's gonna come up. Because it feels to me like the only three characters that aren't gonna die is John, Quiet, and Sweet Tooth. Because Sweet Tooth is kind of the, like, only recognizable character from the game. John is essentially the main character, and so is Quiet. Everybody else is sort of more disposable. I mean, it's very interesting that you do something like, keep Stu around, but then give Axel more backstory in the season, but then kill off Axel. And I think the season ran into a bit of a problem of, we're going to make this a bit Squid Game-esque, where it's like, we just have to get rid of certain characters at certain points. I don't know. I just feel like some of that was a bit mishandled in a certain way. I'll tell you one character I'm most disappointed with, of, like, her journey and stuff, is Dollface, which I think is John's sister. Because, okay, you bring her in, you got the whole, like, oh, I don't recognize her thing, and then they start bonding and whatever else. And, because with Dollface and with Sweet Tooth, I'm not sure what they're doing. Especially with Dollface, because, okay, you big her up as this big, like, main character, like, oh, she's going to be surviving episodes and episodes. And accidentally got killed in, what, the second game? In, like, episode, I think it was in episode 5. That's when, like, the first games started and everything, right? And gets this, I didn't like her death at all, really. It was kind of, oh, she suddenly gets caught out and then has to have this heroic, but also not really heroic death, in terms of, like, she's gonna get caught, and you can see the injury, and you can see that, okay, she's not surviving that. Then she does the whole thing with the bag, and it's like, oh, I hope that you win, and Stu ends up winning anyway, and it's sort of, yeah, I feel like that was another one that was supposed to hit me properly, and I was more just kind of just disappointed in, like, oh, you've got rid of this character already, when I get that that's a checkpoint story death, rather than just like, oh yeah, this character's just dead. Like with some of the other ones. But, Yeah, just felt a bit early to do that and a bit kind of, I don't know, I don't feel like you gave that character a terrible amount to breathe. And then you just do this thing at the end where, like, her body's been resurrected or something. Because Calypso, whatever, can do that. And he can, obviously he's got powers and whatnot. So that's that. And she's now the new robot character. So that John can be traumatized and affected by that. So, cool. And then Stu just kind of comes out of nowhere. I tell you what. I don't remember Stu being like that in season one. Of this guy who is confused but aware of the situation, knowingly teams up with Sweet Tooth, maybe for security, but then Sweet Tooth kind of sarcastically, but also not sarcastically, threatens, like, okay, if you do the wrong thing, I'm going to kill you, and then gets sarcastically adopted, and then accidentally kills, what's his name, the guy who was eating people, Dave, was it, I think? Dave was a weird one. Dave was, like, being bigged up to be, like, a decent character and then just kind of just died. And, like, I don't think it's because it's called Mike Mitchell, the guy that plays Stu. I don't think it's his acting. I don't think it's to do with that. The writing and the direction of that character. Because you know how directors would go, like, hey, I want you to do this scene in this particular way. Is like this poor, confused guy who, okay, apparently is very capable of killing, but gets given the strangest dialogue of, like, oh, I was stuck in space and it was just me and I did things for me to work out for me. And I was like, right, cool. I just swear I just don't remember certain writing like that in season one. And I just wonder where that came from. Because he's not the only character, and that's not the only, those are not the only scenes that are written like that. So just very odd directionally with Stu. And I guess, you know, Calypso played him in terms of, oh, I want to be somewhere safe with him. I guess you didn't say for him to be resurrected, so you assumed he was going to be alive. And then you get stuck in space for some reason. At least they attempted to explain. Well, am I supposed to? No disrespect to Stu. I'm not trying to disrespect his intelligence as a character. Am I supposed to believe that he got himself back to Earth on his own? Or is that just a silly joke, slapsticky sort of? Oh, he was on his own for a bit and he worked on himself and now he's back. It's like, okay, how did you figure out how to get back to Earth? kind of makes me wonder with, because the whole thing obviously was like people making wishes, and I kind of wonder with Calypso, because obviously he had his own games up his own sleeve, would you have just twisted everybody's wish then? Because if someone makes a wish and they go, right, I like this person, they're important to me, I want it to be in me and them in a safe place, the assumption is, like, you and them, both of you alive and well, not with any illnesses or whatever, in a safe place, like a nice quiet home, in a nice quiet location. But it was like, oh no, because Mike's dead, his dead body, because he's dead, is going to be given to you. And for some reason you're going to be in space, which isn't actually safe. He's not in a safe space there. Because you could obviously die out there on being, like, stranded on your own. I mean, I know he's not spaced, but he is in space in some random shuttle on his own and would have to figure out how to get to Earth. So, not exactly a safe space, is it? Yeah, weird. I couldn't, after how great season one was, and season one was definitively not switch your brain off TV, it was great. And for people saying, like, oh, switch your brain off TV, like, how am I supposed to suddenly switch that and know going in, like, oh, yeah, season two, I'll just switch my brain off, even though I didn't do that in season one, and then get given some material where I'm expected to do that for some reason? That's, like, a sudden expectation that's given to me. Now, I've got it, if you are somebody who did that, if you somehow did do that after season one, of like, oh yeah, I recognise what season two is doing, I'll just switch my brain off, and you enjoyed it more than I did, then I guess that's great. So, yeah. Is there anyone else we want to talk about? Mr. Grimm was fine, he's dead, but, so, yeah. Axel was kind of interesting, the whole drinking petrol thing. I actually thought that was one of the actual more funny things of the season, him drinking petrol. Yeah, I mean, I like the actor who plays Calypso. He's really, really good. I think that's the same guy who was in Barry on HBO. Pretty sure it's the same actor. He was really, really good. Vermin was fine. Sweet Tooth had some decent material. You know, obviously, he's going to be back in season three if there is one, as some sort of resurrected thing. So yeah, oh yeah, Jeremy died, didn't he? And it was that woman who was in the car with him who died. I can't remember. That got brushed over so quickly. Yeah, it's not got her name here. So yeah, that's Twisted Metal season two. There will probably be further reflections from me on it. Maybe I'm thinking about it too seriously. But I'm sorry, but when you come out with a season one that's as great as that, and you follow it up with this, again, which is not something terrible to follow it up with, just something that's inferior to season one, it makes me walk away a bit more disappointed. So, yeah. But we'll see what the future holds for Twisted Metal. Maybe they might make a game at some point. I don't know. I mean, you could make an interesting actual game. It would be interesting, wouldn't it? You make, like, a kind of mindless destruction derby. Then, like, 20-odd years later, you make a TV show based off of it, give it a bunch of characters, and then what, make a game based off the show? That would be interesting. Like, where you play as John or something. Adapted from that. I don't know. Anyway, yep, that's it from me, pretty much. And if it doesn't get renewed for season three, I guess this is the last. Well, Twisted Metal might get bought up in the future, but this will be the last coverage for Twisted Metal on Entertainment Talk. So it's been fun if we don't get renewed for season three. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.